Hi, it's Garen with Shamrock Roofing and Construction. Need a new roof fast? Consider Shamrock Roofing and Construction. Our rapid repair team will get you a quote within 24 hours and will always repair before we replace. One call does it all. ShamrockRoofer.com.
Stephen St. John representing the Northeast neighborhood of Kansas City, Missouri. Nate Bucati representing KCK, play a dog. And Jake Gutierrez representing angry bettors everywhere. This is a different approach, but that's all right. They need representation, and Jake is here to do it. Jake, did you at least enjoy the video I tweeted at you about the man that bet $1,000 that Patrick Mahomes would score the first touchdown of the game last night?
Bravo to that man.
And he won $36,000
because
of Patrick Mahomes' beautiful legs. So,
whew. You got to bet it to win it, man.
No. I wanted you just to
$1,000 bet.
I wanted you to taste that.
Nah, you tweeted at me last night after the after the over under was 54.5 and the total number was 54, and I had a parlay of Chiefs +3 and the over.
So I got to be honest, I've been trying to stay off my phone during the Chiefs games so that I can focus more and I not get going down the Twitter rabbit holes and all that.
Find that hard to believe.
Well, I did. Did I respond to any of the text messages through the course of the day?
No, I find that hard to believe that you get distracted.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. What was that?
Uh-huh.
So I picked up my phone after the game, and I was catching up on all your guys' texts, and I didn't understand what play you made. Like, you're like, all of a sudden, Ravens 7.5.
No, Chiefs. Those were live.
Live.
Yeah.
Did you bet on those?
No.
Okay.
I was just letting everybody know. Here's the live score. Just if you were wondering, you know, because the line opened up, you know, or it opened up 2.5, moved to 3.5, and I got it at 3, and then it moved back to 3.5. Chiefs underdogs.
The conversation that we had on the air at the end of the show, and then off the air, I said, you may not make it all up, but Mahomes is getting 3.5 points. How often does that happen? When's the next time you feel like you get 3.5 points and the Chiefs and Mahomes? Take that easy win, make up some of it, and you'll feel good. You'll feel good about the weekend. And Pounders, I felt like Jake Gutierrez agreed to that, and then somewhere along the lines, Pounders took over, didn't he?
Well,
because that wasn't enough for it. Wasn't enough for him, was it?
I placed the bet before the show was over.
Right. Well, but then other things happened.
Well, I mean, it was a smart bet. I got screwed by Butker.
Just listen to me.
Sorry.
Just take the
Chiefs
points
won, baby.
Home, sit back and enjoy. That's right. Chiefs won. Let's hear from.
Oh, my heart hurts.
Can I tell you, by the way, what Corey Anderson just brought into the studio, Stephen?
It looked pretty good.
He brought in a dozen Lamar's donuts because Lamar has a donut for wins against the Chiefs.
I like it.
And I was like, I'll take one of those
that's
Lamar's donuts.
Zero donuts.
Zero donuts.
Yeah, that's good.
At first, I thought, I was like, what do you got? Like, are those like zero calorie donuts?
Yeah.
You want a zero donut?
Isn't that Corey Anderson for the win right now?
A round of applause from the studio audience, ladies and gentlemen.
We can provide
Corey Anderson.
That, man.
Tell him to come in. I want to take
Corey
a picture
Anderson.
Him with those donuts.
There you go.
Bringing in Lamar's donuts representing the zero wins that Lamar has against the Chiefs. Enjoy that delicious donut.
Bravo, sir.
Oh, I already did.
Eat one for every loss that he has to the Chiefs. That's three delicious donuts on this Victory Tuesday. And now let's hear from, even though I begged you, hey, let's listen to that Ryan Clark breaking down how Marcus Peters was at fault on the Mecole Hardman touchdown. But we're not going to do it again yet. It will be played minimum three times during the show. But let's listen to Andy Reid, Big Red, what he had to say last night after the game. Here are the opening comments from Andy Reid.
All right. Just as far as the injuries go, Andrew Wiley was scratched right at the last minute there with a stomach illness, and they hurried him to the hospital and did some tests on him, and things worked out okay, but not feeling very well. Sneed hurt his right shoulder. There'll be some more things done on that tomorrow just to see what the see exactly what needs to happen there. Chris Jones tweaked his groin right at the end there. We'll just see how it works out for him. I thought a lot of people did a nice job. I'd start with the coordinators and the job that they did putting those game plans together, all three phases. And then I thought the players were tremendous in the job that the way they executed the game. I mean, it was so many people did so many good things. Our defense just was bearing down against what I consider one of the best offenses in this league. And, you know, for them to, you know, for our defense to do that, that's something special. So take a lot of pride in that. And then offensively, I thought, yeah, the guys were able to score some points, which were important. We had the turnover that we wish we had back. We had a nice drive going there, but that's how it goes. But I just thought overall, against a team that I think is as well coached as any team in the league, with John Harbaugh and his crew, I just thought it was a well executed game from the Chiefs' standpoint.
Some tremendous play calls, some fun play calls. You had the touchdown pass, the underhanded touchdown pass to the sausage, Anthony Sherman. You had the big man. I people say fat guy touchdown, but Eric Fisher's not fat. So the big man touchdown to Eric Fisher. This creative play call in the play call where Mahomes lined up a wide receiver and then they flipped it to him and he throws it and this and that and everything else. And I don't know what the hell's going on. And all I can hear is Gunther, like you said, razzle-dazzle football and just tremendous, tremendous game plan and execution from the Chiefs offense.
Razzle-dazzle football.
Here's Andy Reid on their creative offensive play calling.
Well, we were hoping they would work, you know, so start with, but there's nothing like Monday Night Football, right? So, but that doesn't mean, you know, that you stop there. I'm not saying that, but it's just a good time to use it.
Andy Reid also said his team was ready out of the gate and started off fast tonight.
I know we're capable of, and we were just okay against the Chargers. Listen, we won the game, which is hard to do in the National Football League, but we could have done a better job. And it starts with me. So, I mean, I look right in the mirror on that first. And, I didn't do a great job of setting the guys up. And listen, we got another big one this next week, right? So every week in this league, you got another one rolling in. So we hear the New England's coming in and they're playing good football. So we've got to get ourselves back and healed up a little bit from the soreness and play tonight, physical game, and get ourselves right for this next week.
Here is Andy Reid on Eric Fisher's touchdown.
Well, we put it in training camp. We worked on it there a little bit when you guys weren't looking. So we were able to pull it out and use it here. So Fish is always, you know, he's always bragging about how good his hands are. But I mean, you know, he did a pretty good job with it. I got to give him credit on that. I was a little nervous when he had to jump. But he did a nice job.
And you knew something was up. I mean, I thought he was mad about something because as they were in the huddle, he was kind of animated and talking to Patrick Mahomes, and then he used Mahomes' towel to wipe his hands, and then later we find out is because he was getting ready to become the first number one overall pick since Keyshawn Johnson to have a touchdown catch in the NFL. So congratulations to offensive playmaker Eric Fisher.
You know, it's funny. One of Steve Buchady's, you know, many many angry rants during sports games was always that he thinks it's asinine that a tackle has to go report to the referee that he's lining up as an eligible receiver, because he's like, how many refs are out on the field? Damn it, they can't pay attention to who's lined up in an eligible spot. They're so helpless that you have to walk up to them and announce to them that, hey, I'm lining up as an eligible receiver here. Isn't that giving like the defense a tip, like, hey? And they used to announce it. I guess they don't. I don't know when they stopped doing that. But the ref, if you remember, the ref used to get on the microphone and say, number 72 has reported as an eligible receiver. Oh, it just infuriate angry Steve Buchady. Oh, you might as well just announce it to the whole stadium, you know. But
every single time they ever did that, they've ever done that at the stadium when I'd be there, it's followed by me screaming, "Throw it to him!" You know,
the two.
That's just how you react. Most people do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always been a great joy of my life at a football game.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Number 67 reports as Nelson, "Throw it to him!"
Right.
Without fail.
Oh, yeah. And then and followed by Steve Buchanan going, "Oh, well, they just announced the whole damn stadium. These refs,
ridiculous.
How much they paying these refs? They can't even pay attention to who's lined up where."
Throw it to them. That's so true.
And then when it so and then good. When it happened, you know, then it's like, "Oh, look, I told you, they can throw it to him."
And pops him.
Oh, everybody loves a big guy touchdown. Hey, that was a good catch, yeah. too. Oh, that was a
backpedaling,
good...
Backpedaling, man.
Backpedal, reaching up over his head.
Joe Valerio liked
yeah.
it very much.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Here's Andy Reid. He had some comments. Here's Andy Reid on the first half last night.
Yeah, that was a, it was a good half. Could have been better, but it was a good half. We got we still have a ton of things we can work on here and clean up, and we'll do that you know, when we get back. Get ourselves settled here.
At one point, I believe after the touchdown pass to Hardman that made it 27-10, Steve Levy said that Mahomes was 8 of 9 for 136 yards and 2 touchdowns against the blitz. And so here's Andy Reid talking about the Ravens blitzing Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, well, they do a bunch of different things, so that's the tricky part about this. And, but I'm proud of our offensive line because really none of that happens without without them. So I thought they did a nice job picking things up. Our running backs, when asked, did a nice job. And we even include the tight ends on some of the stuff. So all in all, I just thought it was, you know, the guys executed. And, that's a tough – it's tough. Well, I'll tell you, you don't know – it's hard to get a read on him, and Wink does a nice job with that defense. And so you got to give credit to Pat and for leading the charge. I mean, he stepped up big and wanted the responsibility of leading the charge and did a great job with it.
Hey, Andy, kind of to build off what Nate just asked, Patrick mentioned last year that he saw one look that he hadn't seen before from this team. So you guys were still able to beat it. I'm wondering if just quickly, based on what you saw without seeing the film, how much of what you saw tonight was stuff that maybe you hadn't seen previously on film that you were still able to have some success against?
Sam, they do about everything and anything that you can possibly see, and they just do it naturally. I don't know how they learn all of it, but they do, and they do it so well and accurate. And so there are a couple. They always have a little wrinkle for you every time you play them. So there was a new in there, but you know, you can't possibly cover all the different things that they do. I mean, you just have to stay disciplined in your rules and go with it from there.
That was Andy Reid talking about facing the Ravens' defense. Now let's give some love to the Chiefs' defense. And on the defensive line, Chris Jones had 2 sacks and also forced that fumble by Lamar Jackson, and so Lamar Jackson fumbled twice, lost one of them. So a nice night for Chris Jones, and also Frank Clark had a sack, and then Ben Neiman had a sack. I thought a couple of times Taco Charlton flashed with a nice pass rush, so it was good to see any player named Taco doing good things for the Kansas City Chiefs. That means he's instantly a fan favorite and a favorite of mine. And, of course, Mike Pinnell returned to the defensive line. And so here is Andy Reid on the performance last night of the Chiefs' defensive line.
Yeah, well, it all starts there up front. And those guys, I think you're right on that. I just thought that when they got into position, you want naturally to charge the quarterback. If you do that with him, it's over. So to keep contained ends up being a huge thing. And he's faster than most of your guys on the field, right? So you see him run away from people, whether it's a cornerback or not. I mean, he can go. He's as fast as anybody out there. So, you know, for you to stay disciplined, that means a lot. It takes a lot to do that. And I was proud of our guys for that, staying disciplined.
Hey, Coach, good evening. You guys limited the Ravens 166 total yards below what they were averaging coming in. And just to piggyback off of what Todd was asking there, how amped up was your defensive group coming into this game, especially knowing they were going against Lamar Jackson?
Well, yeah, it's Lamar Irby and it's the guys around Lamar that make that thing happen. And so it's a great challenge, and that's why we do this. I was probably most proud of our guys for just challenging every snap. Nobody hung their head when things didn't go right, and they just kept bearing down, which ends up being important, very important when you're playing this crew, and they're a mentally tough football team. So you've got to equal that or better that.
You read on his defensive line and the rest of the defense and their performance against Baltimore last night. One more clip from Andy Reid. Here he was asked about his offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, no, he's my right-hand man there. Yeah, he's fully in charge and has a great feel for everything we do. I mean, listen, he was one of my players, so I'm proud as can be of him. And now I have a chance to coach with him. And, you know, I was dreading having possibly to lose him last year, but I'm glad he's back from my standpoint, kind of selfishly. But I know he's not going to be here very long. But I'm going to enjoy every minute I have a chance to spend with him.
If you have anything to do with New York Jets ownership, you should go ahead and make plans to fire Adam Gase and try to hire Eric Bieniemy if you have any hopes of saving the career of Sam Darnold in New York. I don't want to see Eric Bieniemy go, but it's time. He deserves it. And any team that is trying to build around a young quarterback, be very difficult to do better than hiring Eric Bieniemy. Before we hear some comments from the Ravens side of things, Nate, any reaction to what Andy Reid had to say?
I thought it was interesting when he said that the Ravens throw anything and everything at you so much that he wonders how they could even learn it all, because there's so many different blitzes and all those things. And we saw the numbers that Patrick Mahomes put up against the blitz. That's a huge separator between him and Lamar Jackson right now. Jeff Schwartz posted a video of a simple, very simple one-man blitz that the Chiefs ran against his team. And not only did his receivers not react by throwing a hot route, he seemed to be completely oblivious to it and just took a sack. And that doesn't happen to Patrick Mahomes. It was a standard blitz right up the middle. He knows how to, he knows what's coming, and he's prepared for it. And that's a huge difference in the two quarterbacks right now.
All right, let's hear a couple of comments from the Ravens side of things. Let's start with their head coach, John Harbaugh, who simply said the Chiefs are better than the Ravens right now.
Well, I mean, obviously we haven't beaten them. So, you know, they've outplayed us in all three games, if you want to go back for 3 years. So, but we didn't play well today. They beat us. They out-executed us. They out-game-planned us. They just beat us. So that's the story tonight. Big picture stuff, all that, I don't know. They're better, obviously. They're a better football team at this point in time.
Here is Lamar Jackson and his reaction to losing to the Chiefs again.
Lamar, how do you get over as a team the hurdle of the Chiefs, where it seems like they are the one team that...
Kryptonite. Yeah. Well, I say second half, like, just like I say always, like we always start cranking up at the wrong time. We got to come in and finish how we start. Like, we always go opposite, I guess, against them for some reason. We just got to tighten up and play better, that's all.
Who said kryptonite there?
I believe he did.
Yeah, he did.
He said, you mean our kryptonite.
Play that again. That pleased me.
Okay. Lamar, sorry, how do you get over as a team the hurdle of the Chiefs, where it seems like they are the one team that...
kryptonite. Yeah. Well, I say...
That's all.
Second half.
That's all. Our kryptonite? Glad he admits it. Boy, that's a tough thing for your quarterback to admit. Yeah. We're powerless against them, and they sap all of our strength, and they just can't do anything. They're our kryptonite.
All right. What is he, 19-1 against the rest of the league as a starter? I think that's it. I know he only has one loss, and that was to, like, the Browns. But he's 0-3 against the Chiefs, and he's, like, 19-1, 21, something like that. He's got one loss against the rest of the league as a starting quarterback.
Let's hear from the Ravens defense here. Calais Campbell says that he's looking forward to playing the Chiefs again.
They don't give that guy $500 million for no reason. I mean, he's an incredible talent. And, you know, I mean, he just made play after play. I know who we are and what we're capable of, you know, and I mean, he was able to go out there and do some great things against us. So you got to take a hat off to him, give him some respect. Like I said, though, I'm really looking forward to earning the right to try to face them again, because I'm very confident if we play the game that we're supposed to, that we can hang with those guys.
It's a deep voice, man.
Yeah, you can hang with him. I mean, he didn't say that I'm very confident we can beat him, because you're not. You can hang with him. Sure.
By the way, I don't think that the analogy is correct that Lamar Jackson just said.
What?
That the Chiefs are his kryptonite.
Because that would make him Superman.
Correct.
Right?
And there's only one Superman.
Right.
There's only one Superman.
See, this is the thing, though.
How are you doing?
I don't want to call Patrick Mahomes Superman, because that means there's a kryptonite out there for him. There is no kryptonite for him. Hmm. Is there?
No.
Well, I haven't seen all the Superman movies, read all the Superman comic books, but has he ever been actually defeated by kryptonite?
The Superman died.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Nate Buchady, late to the party, but that's all right.
When did he die?
I think 98.
There have been all kinds of movies since then.
A bunch of different storylines.
Okay.
The only Superman movie that matters is Superman 2.
Right.
And he defeated General Zod.
Right.
General Zod tried to get him to kneel before Zod, and he did, and then he crushed his effing hand. He squeezed General Zod's hand and said, and then he threw him. And then Gene Hackman, flawless as Lex Luthor. You were safe in there. Wow, they were. See? Remember he was in the booth? Nah, you guys don't care. I do. Superman 2, greatest Superman movie of all time, forevermore. But I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe he is Superman to everyone else. But
before Zod!
What? Never. Wrong again, Zod.
Before Zod!
Remember the other guy that didn't talk, then tried to fly over?
Ooh, Nero before Zod!
Yeah, the dude with the beard or the goatee or whatever.
Yeah. I kind of liked him.
Yeah,
he had a full beard.
Full beard, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then Lois Lane was like, you know, you're a real pain in the neck. And she punched that girl out. Just knocked her out. and so maybe the Chiefs, that's the review of Superman. So
right,
go
there
watch
we go.
It, kids. The point is, I don't know.
Fantastic.
What do you think? What do you think of, and also Ned Beatty? Let's give him some credit too. Nate, what do you think of Lamar Jackson saying the Chiefs are his kryptonite?
Well, it seems like a perfect analogy, actually, because he doesn't seem to be able to. Nobody else in the league seems to be able to beat him. So, like Superman, he would seem invincible, but there's one element out there that he can't overcome.
Yeah, it's called coming back. It's called being down in a game. Right? I mean, that's he is 0-5 when down double digits. I mean, the Titans have beaten him. I mean, so that, like, his kryptonite is you get a lead on him, they're not coming back. That offense is not built to come back. It's just not.
It's a great point, because the Chiefs can beat you so many ways. And Patrick Mahomes obviously has shown, I mean, what, every game in the postseason last year, they were down double digits, and they won by double digits, right?
But the thing about some of the wins they had, though, like the interception at the end of the Chargers game, the defense won some of those games. It just wasn't Patrick Mahomes every single time.
Yeah, but they scored a ton of points in all those games at the end.
But they needed stops, yeah. And we've seen that in the past be this team's problem.
Yeah.
You keep Patrick Mahomes off the field at the end of the game, and you got him. Right, we saw the Patriots do that, and they proved last year that nope, that wasn't going to happen. Steve Spagnuolo is not going to allow that to happen.
Right, and the last Super Duper showdown on Monday Night Football, the Chiefs lost because the Chiefs defense couldn't get a stop to save their lives in the fourth quarter. Ever,
the Chiefs defense just went out and they did the Jason Whitlock. They put a clown suit on the Ravens offense, and the Ravens offense is usually incredible.
Knitted one on them.
I mean, they did.
So you said You said that the Chiefs, and they could beat you in so many different ways. Maybe a good analogy is the Chiefs are like Vegas, and the rest of the NFL is like Jake. Vegas can beat Jake in so many different ways, and he allowed that to happen last night. And so is that a good analogy, Jake? Do you sign off on that one or no?
Reluctantly, I have to. I mean, it's accurate.
For this weekend, it fits, right? There were so many different ways that Vegas got
and
there,
right? They did. So many different ways. Right. UFC will get ya. College parlay will get ya. And NFL parlay, get ya. NFL straight bet, get ya.
Just like these NFL teams, they go into it thinking, this time it's going to be different. This time I got a new plan, and this one's going to work.
Yes. I got an 88 rating on this game.
Plan, same result. This time we're going to blitz Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I'm paid
this
up.
This time we're going to play man on against him. This
I'm paid
time,
up, and I flushed my phone down the toilet.
Wow.
So email me. I have a desktop, and that's the only way you can get a hold of me now.
That's why you wouldn't answer. Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, let's listen to the true MVP, the real MVP. Patrick Mahomes II. We'll hear Patrick Mahomes and his comments after the Chiefs defeat the Ravens on Monday Night Football 34-20. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we hear from the MVP, Patrick Mahomes, let's run down some numbers. Overall, oh boy. Total offensive plays last night, Chiefs 73, Ravens 53. Total yards, the Chiefs 517, the Ravens 228. That's like a bad college game. The Chiefs 517, the Ravens 228. Chiefs average 7.1 yards per play. The Ravens 4.3 yards per play. Oh boy. 517-228. Perhaps that will satisfy some people that have been complaining about the Chiefs offense. Perhaps it won't. But does it really matter? The Chiefs are 3-0 and just put up 500-plus yards on what was supposed to be an elite defense and held what was supposed to be an elite offense to 228. 517-228. The clown suit fit Baltimore very well last night. Now, let's listen to Patrick Mahomes II, who was magnificent. 31-42, 385 yards, 4 touchdown passes, no interceptions. Also had 4 carries for 26 yards and another touchdown. And listen to this distribution to the receivers. Travis Kelce, 6 for 87. Mecole Hardman, 4 for 81 and a touchdown. Tyreek Hill, 5 for 77 and a touchdown. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 5 for 70. Sammy Watkins, 7 for 62. And then Anthony Sherman and Eric Fisher each caught a touchdown pass. That'll do, Patrick Mahomes. That will do. Now, let's listen to the MVP, the Super Bowl MVP, the MVP, the best player in the league. Patrick Mahomes here talks about the Ravens' defense.
Yeah, well, they definitely had a blitz package that we weren't necessarily prepared for. But at the same time, we had kind of talked about different stuff that they could do. So, obviously we had some unscouted looks, but I thought the offensive line did a great job of picking those guys up, even though they were hitting in gaps that they hadn't hit so far this season. And so it's about just being on communication throughout the game and making adjustments. I thought we did a good job of that.
Patrick Mahomes was seen on camera counting to 4. Was it the fact that he had thrown 4 touchdown passes, or was he counting to 4 because he was ranked as the 4th best player in the NFL in the top 100, which once again is stupid. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. But I like the fact that Patrick Mahomes pays attention to these things and then makes, as Frank Clark would say, he makes everyone that doubts him look like Boo Boo the Fools. Do you agree with that, Jake Pounders?
1,000% I do. Frank Clark's right. The man. He's accurate with that assessment.
Frank Clark, very strong Twitter game, and so I am with him. So Boo Boo the Fools picking against Patrick Mahomes, ranking Patrick Mahomes anything but the number one player in the NFL. Here Patrick Mahomes was asked about counting to four.
I think there was like four touchdowns in the game, I think, at that point.
Or maybe he was looking ahead to the next time the Chiefs play the Ravens. Then that'll be 0-1, 0-2, 0-3, and then 0-4 when you face us again. Lamar. Here, Patrick Mahomes was asked about trick plays.
Yeah, the first one, the Sherm, we'd actually had ran it my first year starting against the Patriots, and they had accidentally covered it because the guy was just following the ball. And so we kind of been hanging on to that one, trying to find the right opportunity. And I thought Coach Reed did a great job of calling it there on that down and distance and to get that touchdown. Coach Reed and Eric Bieniemy and Coach Bieniemy. And so that one was good. And then the other one was a play that we worked on in training camp that we had drawn up, and I thought Fish did a great job of reporting and making a heck of a catch because he was more open in practice. So, I mean, I had to throw up there high for him, and he made a great catch on it.
Hey, Patrick, along those same lines there, Coach Reed had mentioned earlier that he was a little nervous that Fisher had to jump up there to make that catch. What about you? What were your feelings when you threw that ball a little high?
Yeah, I actually, in practice, there was one time I threw it high just to see how much range he had because most times he was wide open. I could just throw it right to his chest. But I thought he did a great job. I mean, the dude's an athlete. I mean, that's the reason that he's playing his position so well for so long. I mean, I'm sure he'll be talking about it for years to come. So I'm glad he got the end zone.
What was your favorite offensive play from last night, Nate Bucchetti?
Oh, man, there's so many to choose from. The one where they put a clown suit on Marcus Peters on the out and up to Mecole Hardman stands out. But I think I got to go for the big guy touchdown. I mean, just anytime you get to see an offensive lineman with the football in his hands, and then they did the little hot potato celebration afterwards where other offensive linemen got to have the ball too, that just brings a satisfaction to your soul and makes you happy. So that slightly trumps the touchdown to Mecole Hardman where they just completely took advantage of Marcus Peters.
You heard the man, Jake. Nate wants to hear Ryan Clark's breakdown of how the Chiefs targeted Marcus Peters last night. You saw him when he thought he had good coverage on Tyreek Hill, but I guess he forgot that Patrick Mahomes was the quarterback. And so then the Mecole Hardman touchdown, if you're wondering who they targeted on that play and whose fault it was, that would be Marcus Peters. So I agree, Nate. Let's hear that again. Here's Ryan Clark breaking down how the Chiefs went after Marcus Peters.
Here, they're going to bring Marlon Humphrey off the side and Chuck Clark. And that's going to drop Deshaun Elliott into the curl flat area. And now you're going to have Marcus Peters in the deep third. And guess who the person is that they're attacking? It's Marcus Peters. Now watch how they attack scheme. They're going to come here with a two-man route to Mecole Hardman, who's going to come up the field here. He's going to come up the field and out, if I can get it going, and then we're going to go across here. Now, when you let this play, we're going to stop and freeze it right here. This looks like they should be able to play this because now you know that Marcus Peters has the deep third, and Deshaun Elliott should be here in this area to pick up Tyreek Hill. But when you're smart and when you play with Marcus Peters, what you understand is he has bad eyes. He takes guesses, and now he's going to play the sticks. So if you let it run a little farther, This is the story of the eyes. I want you to watch this. Here we have Marcus Peters' eyes. They're right here. You know why? He thinks he's going to make a play on Tyreek Hill, even though he has the deep third. Now, the most important eyes are Deshaun Elliott's. Here's why. Because he's looking at Marcus Peters saying, say, bro, you're supposed to be in the deep third. And when you're Andy Reid, when you're Eric Bieniemy, and when you're Patrick Mahomes, you understand when you have a risk taker, a gambler, because he played on your team. So you draw the scheme to beat the pressure, and then you draw up the play to beat the person. And I thought that was amazing by Eric Bieniemy. Great execution by Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. They got the right call. And
the Thank you for setting that up, Nate. Jake, you're one of the good ones. I like it. Now we want to play it one more time to reach my quota, but methinks two more times sounds about right. So we'll revisit that later.
I'm all ears today. I'm open to producing this show any way you guys feel fit. I'm ready to roll with the punches. Let's see, if you want to play it four times, we get it in four times. At least one more time, right?
Mm. Boy, I bet that made Marcus Peters want to fight one of the Chiefs coaches again, didn't he? Now
you may want to take his socks off and leave the field.
Wow.
While the game's still going on.
Well, that crossed the line.
That's did it, too much. That one crossed the line?
Now you're piling.
That's a little more than you needed, bud.
That's right. You know, that's okay, though. You're aggressive. We get it. Let's hear. How many Lamar's donuts have you eaten so far?
Well, here's the problem.
What's your problem?
Well.
What else did you get into over there?
So I was really craving. So do you guys know Enderman's Donuts? They have at the grocery store. It's like one of my wife's favorite pleasures.
The mini donuts?
Those little. They're like the chocolate covered ones. I don't know. But anyways, I bought a package of those at the store this weekend, and I had one of them. I usually have my health shake, you know, when I come in, but I didn't make one last night because it was a late night.
There is no health shake on Victory Tuesday.
That's right. So I was going to bring myself an Enderman's Donut. And I left it on the kitchen counter. So I was really mad at myself. So I went to our little commissary, and I bought one of those little packages of Duchess donuts.
This all before the zero donuts?
Yes. So I ate a small package of those little mini donuts.
Eat one more.
And
I'm
right
still
after,
waiting to hear the problem.
And right after I ate those, Corey walked in with the Lamar's donuts, and I'm sorry, I cannot turn down a Lamar's donut.
No.
I can't do it. Especially when it's a Lamar Jackson donut, because he has a donut for wins against the Chiefs.
That's right. Corey Anderson, very good. That's exactly right. And
so I've had a lot of donuts this morning. I'm going to need to go on my big steps run, make it a little extra longer today because I'm stuffing my face with donuts all morning. But it's
Lamar's
Victory Tuesday.
Are very delicious, and Lamar Jackson do not look like the MVP when he plays the Chiefs. I can tell you that. Oh boy! Thank you, everybody. Let's.
He do not win very many games against Chiefs. Right?
No. I don't know. What Mahomes clip are we on? I'm just living life and enjoying
myself. I think
we're
talking about
right
Ravens blitzes, maybe.
Oh, okay, then that sounds good to me.
Because he's he's the fourth best player in the NFL.
No,
apparently.
There it is.
Yeah.
Here's Patrick Mahomes talking about the Ravens blitzes last night.
Yeah, I mean, first off, the plays that we ran, I mean, I think we just got in the right situations. Last week against the Chargers, we weren't in the right situations to run some of the plays that we had. I thought AB and Coach Reed did a great job of dialing them up at the right time. And at the same time, I thought guys executed at a very high level in those plays. And then so you said the second part of your question. Oh, the blitz. Okay, I got you. Against the blitz, same thing. First going against our defense, I mean, when you're going through training camp against Coach Spags, you're getting a heavy dosage of blitzes from everywhere. And so I thought guys accepted that challenge in training camp, and it paid off today. I mean, we might not necessarily have seen that exact blitz, but we had seen blitzes with fire zone pressures and cover zeros. And guys sped up their routes. The O-line gave me enough time because when they're bringing extra people, they're getting big and really swelling up. And I gave me enough time to put the ball downfield and let these guys make some plays.
All right, here let's listen to Patrick Mahomes talking about his defense having success against Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I mean that's a dynamic offense. Our defense did a great job of accepting the challenge. I mean, everyone was talking about how they were going to run it down their throat the entire game, and they made it not happen. I mean, they might have gave some yards there at the end of the game, but for the most part of that game, they were stuffing it, getting three and outs, and getting the ball back in our hands. And I think if we wouldn't have put the defense in such bad situations those two times in the second half, they wouldn't even have given up that many points.
Sounds like maybe Patrick Mahomes was specifically referencing Ross Tucker's tweet. Let me go ahead and throw that out there again from Ross Tucker, who, boy, he nailed this one. This was tweeted out yesterday at 1:25 p.m. Kind of feel like the Ravens are going to smash the Chiefs tonight. Mahomes might make me look silly.
Yep.
But I think Baltimore runs it down the Chiefs' throats
and
makes life miserable for Mahomes all night. Ravens by double digits. That's at Ross Tucker NFL if you're...
He just left out a word. It was a typo. Ravens lose by double digits is what he meant to say.
Ross Tucker, NFL analyst and arch rival and nemesis of former Border Patrol producer Aaron Swartz, who cursed at him. They cursed at each other from what I remember. Now, boy, this was scary. Before the game, we're getting ready for the game, then we find out Andrew Wiley had to go to the hospital. They thought that maybe it was his appendix, but that wasn't it. But he was sick before the game, had to go to the hospital. And Mike Remmers, one of the veteran free agents that Brett Veach brought in to give some experience and depth on that offensive line, he stepped in to start. Here is Patrick Mahomes talking about Remmers stepping in.
Yeah, I mean, it's great preparation on Remmers' part. I mean, obviously, we're I don't know what's out or what's not out, so I can't really say as much as what's the end. Wiley going to the hospital, but glad that he's doing okay and everything like that. And then for Remmers to step up against a really good defense that blitzes a lot and be prepared and then accept the challenge every single play against a great defensive line. I thought he did a great job, and it shows that we have depth at that position. I mean, we have a lot of guys there that I really trust can come in and make protect me and give me time to make these throws to these guys.
Brett Veach, thumbs up. Another nice signing under the radar that paid some dividends last night. Here Patrick Mahomes was asked what his favorite play call was last night.
My favorite play probably was the one to McColl, just because we had drawn it up. We didn't want the kind of that zero type fire zone pressure. We had drawn it up especially for this team. And I thought he did a great job of running the route. And EB had kind of mentioned it earlier in the game, and we called it at the right time and made a big play on it.
Oh, he almost said it. He wanted to say, you knew what he was thinking. You heard what Ryan Clark said about that play. Yeah, that was my favorite play call because, we drew it up specifically because we knew that Marcus Peters would bite on it. Because we're targeting Marcus Peters. That's what he was telling you. It's like Ryan Clark broke it down for you. That's why that was his favorite play. We talked about this. We know what the locker room was like. We know what happened.
Yes.
The people that actually know, that's right. And Patrick Mahomes, that's why that was his favorite play call. Oh, I love play that clip again if you freaking love me.
I mean, Coach Reed's never going to be still. My favorite play probably was the one to McColl, just because we had drawn it up. We didn't want the kind of that zero type fire zone pressure. We had drawn it up especially for this team. And I thought he did a great job of running the route. And EB had kind of mentioned it earlier in the game, and we called it the right time.
Why'd they draw it up specifically for that team?
Yeah. We drew that up specifically for Marcus Peters. Jake, seriously, dude, he wanted to say it, didn't he?
Yeah, he's just, that's why he's the best, though.
By the way, our buddy Brian McGannon had tweeted out something about the crowd noise, whoever was operating the crowd noise, and a couple people suggested we need to get Jake Pounders on the crew to run the crowd noise, and then drop in a little laugh track every once in a while when something silly happens in the game, you know, like Marcus Peters gets picked on a play like that, or Anthony Lynn decides to punt in overtime. Just, you know, a little laugh track there. Instead of the crowd going crazy, you can give us the laughing shark. Or, you know,
how come he didn't get in Mahomes' face like he did in when he played for the Rams in that Monday Night Football game?
Well, because he wasn't close enough to anybody to get in anybody's face. He was 10 yards away.
Whoa.
Can't get anybody's face if you're not close enough.
Wow.
He was practicing social distancing while playing corner last night.
Again, shots fired from Nate Bucchetti filled with piss and vinegar.
I don't actually even hate Marcus Peters. I just think it's hilarious. Like, I love the fact that Andy Reid knows, you know, if you... He knows your tendencies.
I think it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, it was.
And from that answer, I think Patrick Mahomes thought it was hilarious.
Don't you think it'd be great to have Jake running the sound? crowd, you know, the crowd noise. Hey, yes. The whole crowd's laughing in Marcus Peters right now. This is weird.
Oh,
and Orgeron's laughing at him. Everybody.
What are you laughing at?
And by the way, another September closes, and Patrick Mahomes yet to lose a game or throw an interception in the month of September in his career. So on to October, and back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Hope you enjoyed all the sound we've played so far from Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. We heard from John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson and Calais Campbell. Heard from Louis Riddick and Brian Greasy. We heard from Lisa Salters with Patrick Mahomes. We've played all of it, and we're going to play some more. We heard Ryan Clark explaining why the Chiefs targeted Marcus Peters on that specific play that led to the McCall Harmon touchdown. We played that twice, probably play that two more times. Now let's hear from Gary Lezak. Good morning, Gary, on this Victory Tuesday.
Good morning. Oh, my. Love the music. Love the background. Love the noise.
Wow, the
love
studio the audience is even giving you a round of applause.
Unbelievable.
It's a good day for you, Gary.
I love the laugh tracks in the last segment. I mean, oh, my. Wow, that's the one for Marcus Peters messing up on that one big play. But wow, oh dear, the Chiefs made the Ravens look like the New York Jets last night. It was just crazy how easy they made it look. I mean, I was a little nervous, not like going into the Super Bowl or the playoff games, but there wasn't as much on the line. But there was a lot on the line. People thought that the Ravens were the best team in the NFL, and the Chiefs Super Bowl might have been a fluke because the Ravens should have been there. And the Chiefs needed to make one more statement on the 2019 season, and they did. They put the clamps on it. They're the best team in the NFL, and it was just, you had to pinch ourselves. Is this real, what we're going through? It is. It's just unbelievable. My favorite play is the shovel pass, just because it wasn't just a shovel pass. It was like a shovel spiral. How do you do a shovel spiral? Only Mahomes does that in a game, right into perfect, right into Sherman's hands perfectly. I mean, that play is just incredible. It's an extremely unusual shovel pass. That's all I got to say.
Let's check in. Jake, we're going to check in now in Baltimore. Hold on. Update. No, Lamar Jackson has not gone over 100 yards passing yet. He's still at 97. And so we'll check back in with them at the end of the show and see if that's changed. But no, he's still sitting right there at 97.
97 yards. Right. My God.
There's your update on Lamar Jackson's.
That is numbers. Crazy. Well, you know what? I know you got a lot coming up next half hour. There's not much more else I can say. I'll be listening to you guys. I know you guys have a lot to say, but we do have one thing that we have to celebrate. Celebration Tuesday, because Monday Night Football, the Chiefs won 34-20. Could have been 54-20. That's right. Monday Night Football, Chiefs were victors, and they just sealed the deal. They're the best team in the NFL now.
All my rowdy friends are here on Monday night.
You know what? Let's celebrate, Jake. Come on, let's celebrate. Because this is no kidding. Today is high temperature.
Oh, come on.
And I'm on 41 Action News.
Come on.
Tonight, by come 5 on. O'clock or 4 o'clock on our news, it'll be 69 degrees.
Thank you, my friend.
Humana, humana, humana. Right.
Thank you, my friend.
Humana, 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 humana.
Barry White and Paul Quinn College in Port Orderlies. Did cordially invite your ass to come on down.
Hey, Cobra Kai.
Thank you, my friend.
69 degrees today. We are celebrating. It's amazing. The official forecast for the National Weather Service is 69 for today. So,
Susan, are you listening?
Hey-o.
Get a babysitter. We're going out tonight.
Oh.
Let's go.
What's that mean? You're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City, the home of the Chiefs.
Oh,
Kansas
boy.
City being the home of the Chiefs. Chiefs That's are in right. Kansas City.
That's right.
Chiefs are in Kansas City, and they beat the piss out of the Ravens
Nathan,
last night.
Nate, are you celebrating too? Are you?
He's dancing. Nate, he's break dancing on the floor.
Yeah, baby.
Nate, stop spinning around.
Can't.
You're going to get dizzy, dude.
Doing a backspin.
You can dance. You can rap. You can sing. You can do everything. That's Nate Buchanan.
That's right. Many talents.
That's right.
I've heard.
Gary, what's your pleasure?
My pleasure is to take the dogs for a walk right now.
Thank
Celebrate.
You.
Yeah? All right, have a great morning, everyone. Today's high 69, tomorrow's high 78 degrees. A front will come through tomorrow afternoon, become windy, cooler, and just beautiful. A great week of weather is ahead of us. Celebrate the New England Patriots come to town. That's right, the Chiefs are going to make them go to 2-2, Belichick. And let's keep this train rolling because this is amazing.
That is awesome.
You know, Patrick, you're looking good for great weather on Sunday, too.
How are you doing?
Sunday looks nice.
How are y'all doing?
Dry, sunny, and about 60 or 62 maybe. Great football weather this weekend. All right. Have a great morning, everyone. Let's celebrate the Chiefs' victory. And here is our sponsor, Bob Hamilton Plumbing.
Thanks, Gary. Do you have slow drains? Call us today for our $99 Any Drain Special. Better call Bob, 888-4-B-O-B. Remember, 913. Or bobhamilton.com.
We'll be right back after this on WHB.